This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The rush to save Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac means homeowners trapped in unaffordable loans may get some government help sooner than they had thought. Congress is attaching its credit plan for Fannie and Freddie to a larger housing bill that's been stalled. And to find out what else is in that bill, we're turning to Washington Post reporter Lori Montgomery, and she joins us from Washington. Lori, tell us the highlights of this bill.
Well, the bill is an amalgamation of many different policies, some of which have been hanging around forever, and includes two of the administration's top priorities for housing finance, an overhaul, a modernization of the Federal Housing Administration, and then there's a strong new regulator for the GSEs, for Fannie and Freddie Mae. In addition, there is a package of tax breaks intended to stimulate interest in the housing market. The marquee item there is a tax break for first-time homebuyers that could amount to up to $8,000. And then the centerpiece of the legislation, the really new thing here, is a bailout for the homeowners you just mentioned. People who have subprime loans are facing resets where their monthly payments are going to climb exponentially, can't afford it. Because of dropping housing values, they also can't afford to refinance. They owe their banks more than their homes are worth. For those people, the FHA will be permitted to extend mortgage insurance if the current lender will agree to forgive a portion of their debt. So the new debt comes more in line to what the house is worth now.
So they'd be able to renegotiate their debt under more favorable terms, and that would be backed by the federal government?
It's more than just more favorable terms. It requires the banks to say the loans that were given at the peak of the housing boom are way more money than anyone could repay and than the house is worth. In recognition of that fact, we're just going to erase a portion of the debt and we're going to write a new loan that is, you know, about 90% of the current reduced value of the property.
And is everyone okay with that, or is there strong opposition to it?
At first, it was really a very controversial idea, and the authors have massaged this idea in order to get buy-in from the administration and from Republicans, primarily in the Senate, who were at first quite opposed to this idea, seeing it as a bailout for irresponsible borrowers. But with the continual meltdown in the mortgage market, and particularly with the nosediving stock values of Fannie and Freddie last week, Congress realizes that they've got to do something to address this problem, and even many opponents are starting to come on board. And the administration has also soft-pedaled its opposition and is expected to sign the bill, but for one provision that would give $4 billion to cities to buy up vacant foreclosed properties and to stabilize neighborhoods where the foreclosure crisis has hit particularly hard.
So the president, he did threaten a veto over this, but now, given what's happening with Freddie and Fannie, will both sides kind of hold their noses and say, all right, this is the best we can do, let's go for it?
Well, that's a good question. $4 billion in Washington money is not really that much money. And there's some thought among Democrats who very much think that this provision for cities is important, you know, let's keep it in there and see if he'll hold his nose and take it. There are others who think that they ought to just get the things that are controversial off the bill so there's no question that this thing can finally roll through.
Lori Montgomery of The Washington Post, thanks very much.
Thank you.